As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Have you heard the saying, healthy, wealthy, and wise? I can guide you to two out of the three, which could result in having all three. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. To gain or regain physical strength, lower blood pressure, avoid a stroke, or lose extra pounds in 2026, you have choices. Aging research shows you have the key in your hands, but it requires a change in your daily habits. Start by drinking at least 5 glasses of water each day. Keep listening to more Healthy Habits with Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office responds to accusations of violating SB 54. County Board of Supervisors approve new Director of Public Health. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazenbear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Sheriff's Office has released a statement saying they have been in full compliance with California's SB 54. The Sheriff's Office says this is in response to the Tribune newspaper publishing a story suggesting that Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees may have been released by the Sheriff's Office in violation of the law. SB 54 limits state and local law enforcement from using resources that aid in federal immigration enforcement. The sheriff's office says due to legal restrictions, they cannot release confidential criminal history information, but they can confirm they acted in full compliance with SB 54. The sheriff's office says if any member of the public believes they are not complying with the law, they may contact the California Attorney General's office. The Paso Robles School District is reminding residents of the candidate filing period for the district's governing board. The filing period closes August 7th, and three trustee seats will appear on the November ballot, areas 1, 2, and 4. Trustee area maps and information about the filing process can be found on the district and the clerk recorder's office webpages. Candidates must be at least 18 years of age, not be legally disqualified from holding office, be a registered voter residing within the boundaries of the CSD, PRJUSD, and reside within the area being sought for a four-year term. Currently, there are no candidates that have filed for any of the areas appearing on the ballot. County Board of Supervisors approved new Director of Public Health. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. On Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the county approved the contract for its new Director of Public Health. After an extensive search, the county has chosen Susanna Jed for the position, who will begin serving on August 2nd. Jed was chosen in part for her expertise in infectious disease prevention, maternal and child health emergency preparedness, workforce development, and strategic program management, according to the county. She brings more than two decades of executive leadership in public health. She recently served as Senior Technical Advisor and Deputy Health Office Director for the U.S. Agency for International Development in the Dominican Republic. Yesterday morning at about 10:20 a.m., the city of Paso Robles reported a natural gas leak that led to the closure of parts of Railroad Street. Both Railroad and Pine Street between 12th and 13th Street were closed from a damaged gas line, with nearby buildings evacuated. Crews worked to secure the area and repair the gas line, which had finished at about 11:16 a.m. Following repairs and safety assessments, the city announced that all road closures had been lifted and evacuated occupants were allowed to return. Quote, "We extend our sincere appreciation to the community for its patience, cooperation, and for avoiding the area while emergency crews worked to ensure the safety of residents, businesses, and visitors," the city said. The Atascadero Police Department invites residents to join officers and first responders for their National Night Out, Tuesday, August 4th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Sunken Gardens. National Night Out is an annual community-building event that seeks to provide an opportunity for residents to meet with the men and women who serve in public safety, build positive relationships, and learn more about public safety resources. Attendees can interact with the Atascadero Police Department, connect with community organizations dedicated to making Atascadero a safe place to live, work, and visit, and meet local public safety personnel. Former Cal Poly Associate Vice President and former Bike Slow County Executive Director, 69-year-old Richard Ellison, was sentenced for committing lewd acts with a child. Ellison pleaded no contest to child molestation for an incident that occurred on March 30, 2025, where he was in the hot tub with his 6-year-old granddaughter and exposed himself to her. He is sentenced to serve 364 days in county jail and must register as a sex offender for life. His time in jail is the full term under a previously negotiated agreement between the parties involved in the case. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mariners beat the Dodgers 7-6, the Brewers over the Giants 8-2, the Athletics beat the Red Sox 4-3, the Padres over the Rockies 8-7, the Astros beat the Angels 3-2, the Yankees over the White Sox 3-2. Tonight, The Dodgers will face the Mariners. The Athletics will go against the Red Sox. The Angels will face the Astros. The Padres will go against the Rockies. The Giants will face the Brewers. The Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, President Donald Trump announced that he wishes to honor the 16-year-old lifeguard who saved a young boy at a beach in Santa Cruz earlier this week. The lifeguard's name has not yet been identified, but the president said he would like to invite him and his family to the White House. California was ranked highly in some categories under the U.S. News and World Report's 2026 Best States Rankings. The state led in areas such as higher education, healthcare quality, internet access, and business environment. However, it came dead last in some categories such as opportunity and affordability. It also ranked low in fiscal stability. The overall best state ranked in the list was Utah, followed by South Dakota and Minnesota. The FBI served search warrants yesterday in connection to an investigation involving a San Bernardino County supervisor. The supervisor in question is Kurt Hagman, but there is no official information regarding the investigation from the FBI. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. AccuWeather senior meteorologist and lead long-range weather forecaster Paul Pastulak makes note of current crops and heat conditions that he gets a lot of questions about.
And the spring wheat is something else that people were concerned about because the hard red winter wheat didn't do very well because of the freezes that we saw over the winter. But the spring wheat, it's not as good as last year, but it's still pretty good. They've had some precipitation in Dakotas and Montana, but it's been pretty hot at times. And so I do think the yields will be a little bit less going into October and September there. Actually, September mostly, but I do feel that it's going to be a little lower than last year. The corn, we planted a little less this year. And so people have been asking me, what do you think about this heat? Is it going to be bad? I think if we get through early August with nothing too high as far as 100 degree heat, I think we're going to be pretty good.
Pastulak adds that the high pressure situation over the middle of the country is causing extreme heat. And a concern is whether or not it will expand or remain situated over the Plains states. In other ag news, the U.S. House has approved a $95 billion budget resolution that includes up to $12 billion in aid for farmers facing financial challenges. The resolution was passed on a party-line vote of 216 to 214.
Cattle Country Video will host its 2026 Oregon Trail Classic sale in Gary, Nebraska on Tuesday, August 4th and Wednesday, August 5th. This year's sale features an outstanding offering of over 51,000 head of yearlings and calves. Sale time both days, 8 a.m. Watch the sale live at cattlecountryvideo.com with online bidding available through Cattle USA. Again, it's Cattle Country Video's Oregon Trail Classic sale, August 4th and 5th out of Gary, Nebraska. View sale lots at cattlecountryvideo.com.
Need to sell equipment? DPA Auctions makes it simple. American-owned and serving farmers, contractors, and dealers for over 50 years. DPA connects equipment owners with thousands of bidders through nationwide online auctions every 2 weeks. DPA sells your items right from your driveway or lot at some of the lowest rates in the industry. That's more value for your equipment and more money in your pocket. Try us today and figure out why thousands are choosing DPA. Visit dpaauctions.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Governor Gavin Newsom signed SB 172, which permanently funds California's farm-to-school program. First launched in 2021, the program has helped drive lasting change in California's school food system. Administered by the California Department of Food and Agriculture, the program supports sustainable, local food procurement, minimally processed school meals programs, and hands-on education for students from early childhood education through 12th grade. With the ongoing funding secured, this program will continue to improve children's health while strengthening local food systems and creating new opportunities for small and mid-sized farmers. The initiative supports California farmers and local economies by helping schools purchase more food from nearby farms and producers, ensuring more dollars stay within local communities. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday into the weekend and Monday through Wednesday next week. 103 Friday, 102 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, low 90s Monday and Tuesday, 92 a week from today. Currently, it is 61 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:23.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty little rats in my room! I can't stand rats in my room!
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mostly lower with concerns about escalation of the Iran conflict, though crude oil prices rose this morning. Both Brent and West Texas Intermediate crude have remained under $90 a barrel. The Federal Reserve meeting wraps up today with comments from Fed Chair Kevin Warsh. Meta Platforms and Microsoft report earnings after the Wall Street close today. Both Meta and Microsoft opened narrowly lower. Chipmaker SK Hynix share slumped 10% in its home country of South Korea. It reported record earnings, but Wall Street was expecting even more. SK Hynix trades on the NASDAQ in the U.S., and it's down about 1% here. Procter & Gamble shares are down more than 4%. P&G's quarter was mixed. It's dealing with inflation-squeezed consumers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Alrighty, folks, we have a new furniture outlet in Paso Robles. Ricky's Furniture next to Walmart. They have a large showroom, and they carry a variety of furniture, Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas. Family-owned and operated, they're open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center. That's Ricky's Furniture. Okay, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero. Remember, they are your Honda power equipment dealer. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. Join us on this Wednesday edition.
Outlaws, bright guys and sock dogs, good dogs and all kinds of cats. Dirt roads and white lines and all kinds of stop signs. I stand right here where I'm at.
KPRL.
There's two kind of lovers and two kind of brothers and two kind of babies to hold. There's two kind of cherries and two kind of fairies. Two kind of mothers, I'm told and told. Cause I wear my own kind of hat.
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen. She'll be back tomorrow. And they will, or he will, be discussing candidates in the upcoming election. Randall will be in. And then also talking with Councilman Chris Bausch about the, let's see, money, like the money spent on the pickleball, road improvements, and city revenue, and overall. So that's coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that on the text. Good morning, Kevin. I'm a bit uneducated on the school districts for the candidates. I looked at the map. Is it possible Chris could tell us who's coming up for election or what seats, who's in them now? Thank you. Well, we don't know because as of now, there is at least in, San Miguel, Pleasant Valley, Templeton, and Paso Robles, nobody signed up yet. Nobody signed up yet. And they have until August 7th, but I can tell you just for the heck of it, that, for example, because I don't know if you're specifically asking for or what specific school district you're asking for, but just for the heck of it, Joel Peterson, his term expires, and he's in the trustee area two. Lauren McCoy, she's got another couple of years. She's in area five. Kogan, he's up. He's in area one. Nathan Williams, he's got 2 years left. He's in area three. Sandra Williams, Area 4, she's up. Leo Castillo, he's got another two to go. He's in Area 6. And Kenny Enney's got 2 years to go. He's in Area 7. I can't tell you exactly where each area, what the areas are. And I know we've heard this, but I can't remember them, of what the boundaries are and so forth. And I know that Templeton, their board, it's an at-large. So they don't have this silly district thing, which the school board decided to do. But the Supreme Court has said otherwise, you don't need to do these things anymore. Anyway, so in Templeton, they've got Armette. Her term expires in 26. Who else expires in 26? Jennifer Greninger. And again, that's November of 26. And then, let's see here. Oh, the student trust. Well, yeah, the students, that's not, I'm going to say it's not significant, but it's not, has nothing to do with the election. All right, so you have that. And then in Atascadero, I don't know if they are a district or an at-large at all. So, and I can't find anything on the site that says when they may be up. And again, they weren't on the list of people who were not running. So a little bit of homework, but things should be coming. We'll know more, obviously, in the next couple of days because the August 7th is the deadline. So. All right, Chris, I have a very, very important question to ask you.
Of the utmost importance, I'll bet, of it.
Oh, yes, this is just... So, may have to do with proper English. So, today is Wednesday.
Indeed.
Okay. If I say something... Because I heard it in sports, that the trade deadline for Major League Baseball is coming up next Monday, meaning August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be incorrect if I said this Monday?
I don't think so, because you are saying it's coming up, therefore the implication should be, you know, the Monday that is coming up, this next Monday. I mean, that's what I would say to like clarify it, is just say this next Monday instead of this Monday, because you might confuse some people into thinking this Monday was the one from 2 days ago. But again, by context clues, you could imply that you're talking about the future.
So, but probably this coming Monday.
This coming Monday, yes. This coming Monday, this next Monday. One of the two.
Or in reverse, you'd say this past Monday.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm just when I sometimes hear it, and I wonder if people know what, you know, whoever, it just happened to be the sports. I'm not picking on the guy. I wonder if people get confused by that. They say this Monday. Well, anyway, again, one of the important things in life that we learn about. Also, since there's no issues with voting in the country, there were a lot of, people saying after this story broke last week in New Jersey regarding that. However, I forget the number. It was, I don't know, maybe 4,000 or 6,000, I forget. But reports have surfaced that roughly 75,000 non-citizens have been summoned for jury duty. And that's according to many reports. So the story goes on to say that roughly 75,000 non-citizens annually are summoned for jury duty. How is that possible? You know, you could make an argument for 4,000 or 6,000 that got through the cracks. I'm not accepting it at all as being right, but when you get to a number like 75,000, how does that happen? And let's see here. And approximately 75,000 individuals per year are disqualified from jury service based solely on lack of United States citizenship. Okay. That's a lot of people. How did they get into the system? One would have to ask that. Okay, so here we go. The question I asked before last hour, Chris, do we have any privacy anymore? And you said in our thoughts.
Yes, for the time being anyway.
Well, what do you mean by that?
The future, you know, who knows what the future will bring?
Oh, so if the government requires people to have those chips put in them. You've heard about that, right?
No, but I'm sure some science fiction movie has explored it.
Well, you can put chips in your animals so you can find them.
Yeah, the microchips.
The microchips. So if, for whatever reason, and again, we have a tendency, that'll never happen. Well, never say it'll never happen because we see a lot of things happening that we thought that would never happen. So maybe even getting into your thoughts, the government would be able to do that. So the total absolute privacy in the digital age, according to this, is effectively gone. Okay. Now, it hasn't vanished entirely. What has happened, it's involved into the reality of the calculated trade-offs and personal boundary management. Now, when I see the word calculated trade-offs, I guess you can have that because when I'm looking at calculated trade-offs, it's like, okay, you have a choice. Would you think that when it says calculated, that you have a choice with the technology?
I mean, no, because most of the time, like a lot of these things you quote-unquote, you know, need. I know that like need's kind of a strong word, and a lot of what we do is in a way excess luxury. But you know, take a phone for instance. For employment, most places prefer if you have a phone, and that comes with a massive package of, you know, being tracked, privacy invasions, data being sold, all that kind of stuff. Are you going to just not have one if, you know, especially if you're a young person?
Right. Okay. So I think what you may be getting at is that in many instances, we may have a choice, but in reality, we don't have a choice.
Right. We do have a choice, but there's a lot of pressures to make us cave in anyway.
Well, in some cases, you can't do things without going into the, and I'll just use this in the big term, of the technology and social media world we live in.
Right.
There are many things you know, I look here at what I have to do. Like yesterday, you came in and helped a little bit. I could not have done what I needed to do yesterday dealing with Westwood One without using the technology and the link that they told me to go to. I had no other choice. So it was outcalculated, but it's something that I needed for the radio station. And it has to do with air and, you know, shows and stuff. So if I decide, well, you know, I'd rather not do that because I'm giving up, you know, whatever. Well, I guess I've calculated, but I have no other choice. Now, if you have another choice, that's one thing. But in many cases, you don't. Can you... I'm trying to see here. Well, I guess you can make a reservation. Okay. Can you still make a reservation for a getting on a plane without using the internet? Do they have, I mean, do they still, can you actually call up and talk to somebody and say, hey, book me?
You're asking the wrong person. I've only done it via the internet.
That's the only way I do it. So that, I don't know. Anyway, so you have this, you know, many things that have changed. Public records, for example, real estate websites like Zillow. And, you know, people search the database and they make personal property records, past sales, and phone numbers easily searchable. Tech experts often note that the traditional illusion of perfect privacy is dead. Public surveys show the vast majority of consumers still highly value privacy and push for stronger protections. I think we're past that, unfortunately. Now, I guess we can minimize, like, you know, on certain forms that you fill out, you can, not in all cases, but in some cases you cannot, or you don't have to fill out everything, but then in some instances the red box will show up saying you must fill out this. I'm sure everybody has seen that. So when we say, do we have any privacy anymore? Boy, mainstream browsers and search engines for privacy-first alternatives. Apparently you can do that. I don't know how you mask your identity, your digital identity. How can you? Now, okay, so people, they can send things on the email, but it doesn't have their email address. Okay. And then, Chris, what would this mean? Encrypt your connection.
I know what it means, but I can't explain it. It's one of those things where I vaguely know what they're talking about. Okay. So imagine, like, everything you do, you know, on the internet is like a series of numbers, right? A bunch of zeros and ones. And whatever that is translates to something or an activity. Encrypting it basically just takes that language and converts it into code, so that way it's not decipherable at a glance. You need to know the code.
Okay, so,
like, imagine you send a letter to somebody, you know, in the ye olden days, and it very bluntly expresses something that you want to do or that, like, you've done. Now, instead, imagine you and that other person have a way of communicating with each other that nobody else knows in code. That's what it is. That's an encryption.
Okay, so when is encrypting, are there specific symbols or whatever letters, whatever you want to call them, that is used for encryption, or do people make it up?
That I'm not certain. I think I remember in a class that I took in college, it's all kind of math based and formulaic, but that's all eluding me.
Okay. All right, so apparently there may be ways around this, trying to protect as much as you can, but the absolute privacy is, in the digital age, is gone. So then I get back to the question of the chip putting in, how much further will it go regarding not only our personal information, but anything, again, down the road. This is kind of, you get into, you know, the sci-fi movies, being able to read our thoughts before they even come out of our mouth. with the technology. All right. All right. See, because you'll never be able to completely stop corporations and government from getting the information. Again, it's the privacy stands in what information you want to give, not necessarily that you have to give. So, you know, the best advice from what I'm looking at is here is, you know, think about before you answer any of the questions. And, you know, again, depending on what you think is best for you, is try to limit as much information as you possibly can. All right. So privacy, privacy, privacy. I find it interesting, though, that the public survey, people highly value privacy, but they're using social media that really doesn't disguise anything. They're out there. They're being, you know, somewhat visible by being on social media. So I don't know, do they want the privacy, or what's the difference between their strong push for more privacy, but yet you expose yourself on the same, or you know, through the technology that you're saying that, well, you want more. I don't know. All right, I'm going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Sheriff's Office has released a statement saying they have been in full compliance with California's SB 54 in response to a Tribune newspaper story suggesting ICE detainees may have been released by the Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office says they acted in full compliance with the law, and anyone who believes they are not in compliance with SB 54 may contact the California Attorney General's Office. Atascadero Police Department invites residents to join officers and first responders to their National Night Out, Tuesday, August 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Sunken Gardens. National Night Out is an annual community building event that seeks to provide an opportunity for residents to meet with the men and women who serve in public safety and build positive relationships. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s, it's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Fox News exclusive with President Trump over Iran's surprise missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan, intercepted. Fox's Trey Yanks.
President Trump tells Fox News about Iran, "We are going to beat the effing S out of them." He went on to say, "We'll be hitting them hard. They're going to get a beating." So clearly the United States is going to respond to what the president described as a surprise attack. He says U.S. forces had just minutes to shoot down these incoming Iranian ballistic missiles. The president says he has reviewed video of the shootdown, and it was U.S. forces conducting this operation to defend that area.
Dr. Anthony Fauci under subpoena on the Senate Homeland Security Committee over his diary entries showing he knew the COVID guidance he gave the public was untrue. Fauci takes the fifth.
Under the advice of my attorney.
Over with Senator Rand Paul. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
North County Weather.
At 10 minutes away from 7, and it's brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, more like the mid-90s on your Wednesday and clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s, and we'll be in the upper 90s for your Thursday. And after that, 103 on Friday, 102 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Let's hope for that. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6.09 a.m., 8.11 p.m., we are at 63. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. And away we go to this.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have more deadlines than the president has given Iran. This is more from Atascadero. Fall adult basketball registration. The deadline is August 7th. The league will run Sundays at the Colony Park Community Center, August 23rd through October 17th, and 7 regular season games, guaranteed at least one game in the end of the season tournament. Everybody gets a trophy. All teams will be co-ed, and applications are accepted on a team basis only, with a minimum of 10 players and a maximum of 18 players. Again, the registration deadline is August 7th. Also, this is no deadline, but a reminder, the San Miguel Senior Center, they have Meals That Connect Monday and Wednesdays, 11:30 till 12:20. Seniors, 60-plus, free hot lunch. Then they have bingo, and let me see. The bingo, second and fourth Friday of the month. The bingo on the second is finger foods, and then potluck on the Friday the fourth. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6, dollar a board. And they also have a chair exercise Tuesday and Thursday, 4:30 till 5. That's at 601 12th Street. So, there you go. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Just about 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the right choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Need something fixed? Need something, well, shall we say, refitted? They can handle it for you. No problem. All right, we have John Gallagher's having a birthday. Debbie Campy, Macy Robb, Rain Thielman, Kate Ahrens, Patty Gill, Mark Mitchell. We have Adrian Hereford, Sabrina Montgomery, Estacia Willis, Vicki Stewart, and Fawn and Tanya Jones. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, the famous person from Indiana, Booth Tarkington. He's an author. 1869-1946. Ooh, good actor, William Powell. 1892-1984. Claire Bow, the actress, 1905-1965. Ooh, the king of torts, Melvin Belli, the attorney, 1907-1996. He represented Mae West, Earl Flynn, Muhammad Ali, Jack Ruby, Tabitha Baker, and others. Oh, Homer and Jethro's Henry Homer Hayes, comedy duel, country, 1917-1971. Let's see here. Oh, another good actor, Richard Egan, 1921-1987. Robert Horton, the actor from Wagon Train, 1924-2016. Terrible Ted, Hockey Hall of Famer, Ted Lindsay, 1925-2019. Bowling champ Don Carter, 1926-2012. Robert Fuller, another actor from Wagon Train, 1933. Randy Sparks from the New Christy Minstrels, 1933, passed away in 24. Felix Mantilla, not a bad little baseball player, 1934. Peter Jennings, 1938-2005. Don Wirt got a World Series ring with the Tigers in 68. He was born in 1938. And let's see, REO Speedwagon's Neil Dougherty, 1946. Carlos Santana, 1947. Dan Dreesen, pretty good baseball player with the Reds and others, 1951. Ken Burns, the director and producer of many, many things, including the Civil War. He was born in 1953. How about that? And let's see here. John Skikes from Thin Lizzy. Boys Are Back in Town, 1958. Some say she's a country singer. I don't, but that's just me. Martina McBride, 1966. Will Wheaton, the actor, was born in 1972. Wayne Morris, Boys to Men. Wayne Boy Morris, 1973. And I think Allison Mack, the actress, 1982, and everybody's favorite cowboy, Dak Prescott, 1993. Hopefully he doesn't get pulled over like former quarterback Tony Romo did the other day. All right, passing away on this day, this lady could sing, no doubt about it. Mama Cass, Ellen Naomi Cohen. Mama Cass Elliott, she passed away in 1974. Just a lovely voice. He gone, Vincent van Gogh, 1890. Tom Snyder passed away in 2007. Raymond Massey from Dr. Kildare, 1983. David Niven passed away in 1983 also. We all, Goodman Todman Productions, you heard that from all the old game show, The Price is Right, Family Feud, Tell the Truth. Bill Todman died in 1979. And let's see here. Is that it? Yes, it is. All right, going to the top of the list today, this is really weird because I came across an interview, obviously an old interview with this guy. It was on the Hockey Channel, NHL Channel, and I forget, they call it Pioneers. And back-to-back, they had Gordie Howe, Phil Esposito, and then I came across Ted Lindsay. And I knew the name, and I knew he was a Hockey Hall of Famer. This guy was really good. He was really good back in the days in the early 50s. He was on the Red Wings, and they won a lot of championships, and Ted Lindsay and Gordie Howe were the main reasons. And just a very interesting fellow when I was listening to the interview. And he accomplished a lot because he's in the Hall of Fame, championships, MVPs, all-star teams. He was voted to the first team all-star team 8 times and the second team on 1 occasion. So he was pretty consistent, and he scored 379 goals and assists on 472 for 851 points. Again, when you go back during the time in which they played, that was a tremendous amount of scoring. And plus, he was sharing the line with Gordie Howe, who ended up, before Gretzky came along, the all-time leading scorer. But here's something that's pretty interesting. He was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1966, but he refused to attend the ceremony. Well, why was that? Now think about this. This was in 1966. Refused to attend his induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame because it was a men-only ceremony, and he was not allowed to bring his wife and children.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The city of Paso Robles reported a natural gas leak yesterday morning at about 10:20 a.m. This led to the closure of the railroad in Pine Street between 12th and 13th. Crews finished repairing the gas line at about 11:16 a.m., and all road closures were then lifted. Former Cal Poly Vice President and former Bike Slow County Executive Director, 69-year-old Richard Ellison, was sentenced for committing lewd acts with a child. Ellison pleaded no contest to child molestation and will serve 364 days in county jail. He must also register as a sex offender for life. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
By the way, the rules were changed the following year. Ted Lindsay, he passed away in Oakland, Michigan. He was originally from Canada, and he was 93 years old. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.